around. Flip to the sections you like best, write in the margins, take notes in the back, tear out pages, or slide them underneath your boss's door. The goal of this book is to provide you with battle tactics. Simple, easy to follow, effective tricks for combating sexist, subtly sexist, overtly sexist, and sometimes just oblivious behaviors that exist in even our most progressive offices. Much of what you'll read here is inspired by my own experiences, as well as those of colleagues, sources, and friends. But it is also backed up by data, vetted, published, peer-reviewed research you can find footnoted at the end. The tone of this book may be light, but its basis is not. And not a premise nor fight move exists without statistical evidence to back it up. This book won't describe every character nor every workplace, but my hope is that there's something in it for everyone, no matter their career level or economic class, their race, their sexual orientation, or gender identity. I am writing for women, but I am also writing for men, because you, male feminists, are crucial to this battle. Feminist Fight Club is a manual, it is a manifesto, but is also a choose-your-own-adventure, left in the hands of you, the reader, to carry forward. I hope you will. Feminist Fight Club, a starter kit. 1. A slingshot, for shutting up man-terrupters. 2. A megaphone, make your voice heard. 3. A box of tissues, to dry male tears. 4. Bobby pins, for keeping hair out of eyes during battle. 5. A rubber stamp with your name to mark ideas as yours. And finally, 6. A flask, because who doesn't like whiskey? To see a graphic of the Feminist Fight Club starter kit, refer to the PDF enhancement. Definitions. Feminist, noun. A person who believes in equality between men and women. You. Patriarchy, noun. A system that was created by and for men, in everything from language, human, to your office temperature. Yes, that AC is actually set to a temp most comfortable to the XY chromosome. No, not every man is part of the patriarchy, but we do often refer to the patriarchy as the man. Feminist Fight Club, noun. Your crew, your posse, your girl gang, your unconditionally helpful professional support system, your ride-or-die homies. Down with the patriarchy. The rules of the Feminist Fight Club. Rule number 1. You must talk about the Feminist Fight Club. Rule number 2. You must talk about the Feminist Fight Club. Rule number 3. We fight patriarchy, not each other. Rule number 4, membership to the FFC means you've taken an oath to help other women, all women, veg firm your fellow fighters. Rule number 5, the FFC is inclusive and non-hierarchical. Everyone's an equal fighter. Rule number 6, if someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is still not over. The fight is not over until we have achieved equality for all women. Rule number 7, which might be a while, so put on your favorite sweats. Finally, rule number 8, no wallflowers. Everyone must fight. Introduction. Prepare for battle. The law cannot do it for us. We must do it for ourselves. Women in this country must become revolutionaries. Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Congress. It was a fight club, except without the fighting and without the men. Every month or so, a dozen of us, struggling writers and creative types, stand-up comics, most of us with day jobs as assistants, all women in our 20s and 30s living in New York City, would gather at a friend's apartment, actually her parents' apartment. None of us had an apartment big enough for that many people. She'd provide the pasta, salad, or pasta salad, and we'd bring the wine. And seltzer. For some reason, we all really liked seltzer. We'd pile our plates high and sink into the cushioned couches in her living room to talk, or bitch, rather, about our jobs. In those early days, the rules of the Fight Club were simple. What was said in the group stayed in the group. Members were never to speak the group's name. And we practiced strict vag